This next guest always kind of tells it like it is and brings much clarity to what's going on with the East Lansing. Nathan Triplett is on the other end of our line. Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Mayor Pro Tem, how are you in, how are you liking that job?
You know, most days I love it. We clearly have challenges in East Lansing, but it's a great place to be involved with right now, and there's lots of exciting things happening in the city, so I'm pleased.
All right, let's talk about the budget. What happened last night?
Well, the council approved our fiscal year 13 budget, as was expected, and we also approved an additional resolution that will place a millage to support our library on the November 2012 ballot. So we had a busy night last night.
All right, tell us about the budget, what the final numbers are, and what you had to do to get there.
Yeah, well, you know, this budget for fiscal 13 is not a great deal different than budgets we've had in the past. Like cities across the state, East Lansing continues to be challenged by declining property values and reduced funding from the state of Michigan. Our budget this year came in at about $31 million general fund. That's about 8.5% less than last year. As in years past, this budget does involve some cuts to services and cost controls. It also, you know, squeezes further efficiencies out of an already lean city organization. And as folks have likely read, it does include in fiscal 13 a $1 million levy to support our library, and then in turn to free up general fund money that has previously been used to support the library to protect core services like public safety. That's all for next year. As I said, we also approved a resolution that will ask the voters for an additional mill also to support the library at the November election. So all told, assuming the voters approve the millage, that's two mills phased in over 2 years to support the East Lansing Public Library exclusively, and then to free up general fund money to protect core city services like public safety. So you know, it's a plan that's a little complicated. It's got a lot of moving parts, but on balance, I think it puts us on a strong fiscal foundation to be able to tackle the challenges that lie ahead.
How much of your revenue comes from the PPT?
Well, actually, you know, the personal property tax really hits those communities that have a heavy industrial base most strongly. So in East Lansing, that's not a great deal. As proposed, the package of bills in the legislature that would eliminate a portion of the PPT would have about a $150,000 impact on East Lansing. So that's certainly nothing to sneeze at, but it's far smaller than what many communities would be facing. I should note that the way those bills are structured, East Lansing would not be entitled to any reimbursement of that money, unlike some cities that would, at least allegedly, be provided with reimbursement at some point in the future.
So where are you going to find that money?
You know, that's a good question, and as I said, the plan that we adopted last night doesn't resolve all of our long-term challenges. It does go a long way, so we would already have a challenge in fiscal 14 that we would need to address over the course of, you know, the next year. I think that the truth of the matter is, at this point, we have to continue to look for those efficiencies and restructure the way that we provide services in East Lansing. So it's far too soon to say exactly where we would find that $150,000 if the state does move forward with this plan, but I think it's safe to say that it'll have to be from the same approach we've used in the past, which is, you know, restructuring how we do things and making cuts where it's necessary to make ends meet.
Does this new budget include program cuts?
There are reductions in spending in the city budget. This time, you know, we've suspended our sidewalk repair program for anything but the most dire repairs that are needed to ensure public safety. There are reductions in some city festivals, most notably the Great Lakes Folk Festival, that have been made in this budget. Through attrition, this budget reduces staffing levels in 8 city departments. So there are reductions, but as has been our practice in the past, we've tried to make those reductions in a way that will minimize the impact on the quality of services that our residents will face. Of course, having said that, you can only ask people to do more with less for so long before there are some reductions in the quality of that service felt. So I think we've done a good job at minimizing those impacts, but there are clearly reductions.
Of those job cuts, any police and fire?
There is one police officer position that would be eliminated through attrition. Over the course of the last 10 years, we've reduced our uniform police force by about 10 officers from a peak of around 68 to roughly 58. If you asked our police chief, she would tell you that that's still a force sufficient to keep East Lansing safe. But again, we're cognizant of the fact that you can make those reductions through attrition and avoid significant challenges, but they start to add up over time. So it is something that we're cognizant of and would be concerned about any further cuts in the future.
So,
which is part of the reason we adopted the plan we did.
So you lose one police officer. How many other jobs will be lost?
Well, you know, it's a difficult question to answer because most of the reductions in this budget are not jobs that are being outright eliminated, but they're positions that have been restructured through retirements or other attrition measures. So we're talking about a number of FTEs, but it's not something that's easily equatable to saying it's going to be six people. But it's a number of FTEs in total, full-time equivalents, that will be reduced in this budget, which I should note, in the course of the last decade, we've already reduced the organization by over 90 positions, which is more than 20% of our total city workforce.
Did you recently have your first meeting in regard to the City Center 2 project?
Well, certainly not the first, but we did have another meeting since the pre-development agreement that created a due diligence period was created. We met last night, in fact, prior to the meeting where the budget was approved to discuss how that process is going and how the council was going to address concerns regarding proprietary or otherwise confidential information that might be a part of this process. You know, we didn't come to a final resolution of all those issues last night, but I think we made good progress, and the due diligence period is moving forward, and we continue to evaluate the proposed financing for this $105 million downtown redevelopment.
All right, well, you got that big deal done. What's next for the East Lansing City Council?
Well, you know, again, we approved this millage last night, or this resolution asking the voters to approve a millage, so we're going to be having a lot of conversations between now and November with the voters about that proposal. And then, you know, as I said, exciting things are happening in East Lansing. If you've been to our downtown recently, you've seen some of the downtown redevelopment projects along Ann Street getting underway. There's some other things in the pipeline, so you know, we're staying busy in East Lansing.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, Nathan, with the library in East Lansing. The library is a focal point for families in many communities, especially in East Lansing. I know when I lived there, when I was going to Michigan State and some recent visits there with my boys, it's still a pretty busy place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and obviously one of the focal points of that is the new Broad Art Museum along Grand River Avenue that we're expecting to open this fall and have been working closely with Michigan State University on and to capitalize upon. So there's a number of exciting things happening both on and off campus. We're certainly not through with all of the challenges that we're going to be facing as a community, just like we're not through with the challenges we'll be facing as a state. But it's an exciting time to be working in East Lansing.
Nathan Triplett is Mayor Pro Tem. He's also a member of the East Lansing City Council. Nathan, thanks for bringing some clarity to us. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Tony.